It's that time. We about to get busy. Oh, you're gonna love this. From your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM. It's the 4Play Podcast.
Yo, yo, yo! We are kickstarting a new season of the 4Play Podcast. This is season 3, episode 1, and we're aesthetic. Y'all know the vibes already. It's Cool 96.9 Kano. That is who is bringing this podcast your way. If you haven't checked us out on social media, then you are dulling, okay? Head on there and check us out, Cool FM Kano, on all platforms, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram. And if you haven't listened to the previous seasons of the 4Play Podcast, go check it out, www.coolfm.ng/Kano. My name is Garla with the double T, you know, the vibe queen up in the building. And I got the goons also. I got Mr. Meg with the double G.
Let's go! In the house, y'all.
I got Blue Magic.
Yo, what's going on? We are here.
Okay, we got D-Talky.
I am present. Good to be here.
And yeah, we also have a new addition to the 4Play Podcast. Today is 4Play Plus One. We got Don Many.
Yo! You know, Don Many decided to make his introduction memorable by coming late.
Oh, yeah.
But so I explained to
we
you.
We will never forget the day he joined the podcast.
I explained to you guys, I went to make my hair and this lady was just taking her time. I know it sounds crazy.
So, I mean, anybody who's listening and not watching, like everyone, they're like, Domeni is a girl.
Has to be a girl.
I'm a guy, I've got balls.
Wow. Yo, you didn't have to add that part of it.
Just so we're clear, too.
Anyway, how you feeling? How do you feel to be part of the 4Play Podcast?
I mean, I'm excited. I've watched, like, how many episodes now? More than 3. Close to 5. I've seen how you guys did it. I've listened and it's fun. So it's good that I'm here.
Okay.
We'll add to the fun.
Well, we're happy to have you. Anyway, so on today's episode, we're talking about our lives for the past 2 weeks where we haven't recorded this podcast. We've been having normal lives.
Only 2 weeks? Only 2 weeks?
No, nah.
How many weeks?
2 months.
It's been like two months
or so. We've been away for a second.
It feels like a year to me.
I think Scarlett is secretly recording.
Yeah.
She's been doing this without us.
Yes.
You want to tell us something?
So there's a one play for podcast we don't know about.
Okay, probably a month, but it's not been more than a month we haven't recorded on the podcast, you know. Anyways, we've been having a good time. We've been living our lives, doing our boring things ever since. So we're just going to head on and ask everybody how their weeks have been without this podcast. How have you been thus far?
Yo, I'm not even gonna lie though.
Frankly speaking,
the truth, but nothing but the truth.
As frankly as possible.
But here's, of course, you missed the opportunity to want to have a little conversation, especially get to talk about some of the things that you can talk about on radio on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, sometimes I just wish I could have my me time.
Yeah.
And not get to crack my head and start thinking, what are we going to talk about today? You know?
Because you know, when you're listening to the podcast, it's pretty much easier. All you do is listen, which is, you can be some work too, but we have to come up with what to talk about.
Yo, it's crazy.
To make it interesting enough for you to want to listen the whole time. So that's a bit of a job.
It is.
But we'll take it upon us. We've done 2 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
This is season 3.
Give it up to us, ladies and gentlemen. Come on now.
How many seasons do we want to go? We can't tell you for now.
Yes. I cannot categorically tell you, but my guy at the top.
But what have I been up to do? I mean, for the past weeks, I think it's like business as usual for me, Shao.
Hey, business.
Mm. Business.
Best of life.
I mean, same old, doing my thing, trying to chill out when I can.
Do give away.
Oh, you know, have been chilling time. Out. He's been chilling out.
I mean, I've
out.
Said the past couple of months, I've been consistently chilling out, man.
Wow.
I don't know.
I can testify, actually.
I don't know how this has been happening. Wow. Maybe I need to slow down or something. Like,
is it that much that you're considering slowing down?
I'm not tired, I have to say. I'm not tired, but maybe. Okay, I changed my mind. I'm not even slowing down.
Oh. Yeah. Fire,
go! The Edo of chilling.
Come for the gist.
You ready? Right
now. Stay for the vibes.
Here we go.
Cool FM's 4Play podcast.
Let's do this.
Wait, what does that Idon actually stand for?
What do you think it stands for?
I checked online. There were several meanings, and I cannot just place one meaning for that.
Idon is just someone who is above every other person.
Is that another term for another level? Goat?
No, a goat is small where Idon is.
Who is this Idon?
The goat.
Trendy.
See, the goat wants to be like Idon. That's what I'm telling you.
So when I saw this Idon thing, and somebody did a very annoying thread about it. How do I say annoying? So another person came to ask, okay, what exactly is this Idon thing? And then the response everyone kept giving was, Idon cannot explain himself. I went there to know what he was as well. And it wasn't just one person. Everyone coming on it felt like it's a donor. You cannot be explaining yourself. It's either you get it or you don't get it. And this is how some slangs get on social media. And you have a hard time figuring out what exactly they mean.
I think I love the idea of how it's been used, because it's going to last for a second. You know when you really cannot place your arm on what this actually means, and then you can use it in so many, you know, facets of life. You're like, like, for example, they say an Idon will step on the road. Idon cannot have accidents. An accident will happen to Idon.
Idon know they miss opportunity.
So it's just crazy. Anyway, besides, you know, missing having to, you know, have those brainstorming sessions, I think I've been spending a whole lot of money.
You've been chilling
the last couple of that's the funny thing. If I were to be chilling, maybe I'm not be complaining. We are using the money to chill, like my man talking.
You always ask, are you chilling? Every time
this is my definition of chilling, right? Okay. It's not Detox's definition. Detox's definition of chilling is extreme. Detox wants to go all out. It's all out. Chilling is you basically just finding time for yourself.
Okay.
Like doing, and I think
just
Starlet,
like me, I chill out my time for myself.
And I think Scarlett is the perfect definition of chilling. Scarlett is going to make her chicken wrap.
Okay.
She'll procrastinate. She'll probably say, I'll do it today. And then for the next 2 weeks, she will not. Scarlett is going to prep a particular dress and say, look, I'm putting this dress on and you have to get ready with me on TikTok.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then she shoots a video for like 1 hour, and then when you see the video on TikTok, it's just 2 seconds long. I'm like, what is happening? And then she has so much fun editing those videos. So that's her definition of chilling. So that's not what I've just been spending money, but we thank God that we are live to do season 3 of the 4Play podcast.
Inshallah.
Anyway, Blue Magic, how's your time?
I finally went to club in Kano. Wow. But it was a lot. I've not even found time to make up the videos and post on social, but I'm going to take my time, you know? I'll be chilling. I'm going to be chilling before I make my video. Yeah. But it was really worth it, you know? Yeah.
Yo, Blue Magic was just sitting down, man. He was just sitting down. Excuse me.
I was dancing. Not the second. Let's put it out there.
That's
the twice. So they're talking about the second one. They didn't talk about the first one where I was dancing.
How did you dance?
So the second one, like, had mood swings or what?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it happens.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're on your period.
My container.
Swallowed
in the
sea.
It was swallowed in the
sea. You on your period?
No, my container.
Oh, I thought you were.
Give me a hard and eat down container now.
Swallowed the sea. You understand?
This is Idon versus bodies. What's that? I mean, it's like body, like a small girl where Idon is.
Bodies letting walk.
Bodies letting walk.
But I thought bodies are like top class.
Yeah, these are like top bad bitches, man.
Idon owns the school.
Then the bodies are students.
The school where the bodies are. So that's how
Women have a way of wrapping men around their fingers. A baddie will wrap it down around her finger and fling it. One touch, it don't go be like, I don't fall.
Another person will be like, it don't fall.
like saying a don as a person, if you were to be a person, actually fell. Yeah. You don't fall.
You don't get the double entendre.
This guy, you don't get that.
I'm coming from another perspective.
Episode 1, I'm telling you now, so that we'll get to episode 13, you'll be
there. 4 Can Tango. Oh, yeah. You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, the 4Play Podcast, the property of 96.9, and today we're just vibing, talking about what we've been up to in the past couple of weeks or months that we haven't been recording for the podcast. But this is the first episode for season 3. You can find it where you find your podcasts, usually www.coolfm.ng/Kano, and you know we're available on socials as well at Cool FM Kano. And speaking of that, perhaps we should let you know that Don Many is the one half of the Good Morning Nigeria show.
Yes, right.
You should check them out. Wake up with the Good Morning Nigeria show 6 a.m. every single weekday. It's always fun with Don Many and Sophie. Or maybe it's the other way around. Sophie and Don Many. All of them joining is always fun. So who hasn't told us what they've been about? Blue Magic has gone to the club in Kano.
Mm-hmm.
You've clubbed in the East too as well.
Yeah.
You've been in a couple of clubs. How do you rate this, our Kano club?
No, it's a balling club. I'm comparing it to Cubana of Enugu. And I had my I posted it on my status.
And people were asking, is this Kano?
My friend DJ in Cubana, Enugu, it's called Gustavo. He had to message me immediately, boy, are you telling me this is happening in Canada? I'm like, yo, bro, it's happening.
Yeah, they keep seeing us as small children now. They don't know.
But the thing is, we in Canada, we like to hide ourselves. There are things that you can do, but you don't want to. You hardly see people get online and say, I'm doing this in Canada.
True.
And
true that.
Even people who come to Kano, because I mean, I wasn't a Kano guy, right?
Yeah.
So normally when you do something, you want to show up. I've done. I found myself becoming a Kano guy when I do something. I'm like, all right, we're going to keep this on the wraps.
On the low,
We'll keep this on the wraps.
Well, I wish y'all good luck.
And it's a good thing that you raised that up, because just thinking about it, I feel. Why do we do that? Especially we in Kano. Why don't we blow our horns the way it's supposed to be? Well, let's think about it.
Answer that question. I mean, because we like to, people like to see us as holy, holy people, as Kano people. So, yeah. I mean, that's the perception they have. And we're not always holy 100%.
Yeah.
There are certain times we're out there doing things that Sam Smith would say unholy.
Mm.
You know, so we don't want to show those kind of things.
Yeah.
You know? So, let them keep thinking we're just one holy small community.
And then we on this other side.
We on this side, we know what we're doing.
Except Blue Magic begins to go to the club now. Blue Magic, don't cast us. Because I know that's, and it's crazy. Yeah, someone probably just see that and be like, you know what? Blue Magic, what's up? I'll be in Kano for like a week. Maybe something is bringing the person up here, and the person says, look, oh boy, that chilling that you have, that spot that you were at, take me there. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
It's exploring tourism.
It's something.
Yeah.
It's beautiful for Kano. Another thing I did was I tried quite a good number of restaurants in Kano. Yeah, and if I were to name names, because I want to drag a couple. They'd be so focused on aesthetics.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day,
names, please.
Ah,
let's
look,
be trash.
You know yourselves. Let's leave you that. If you don't know the con names, if you don't throw sub, you self go no say don't they throw sub at you. So catch your sub. It's crazy. They have beautiful places. You know, you take the nicest pictures. But at the end of the day, why are you there? You really want to have a great tasting food. Mm-hmm. And food is supposed to be like an experience. It's supposed to experience the food, but it's just bland. So yeah, Kano. I know that, just like Dito said, we like to be on that G sometimes. But, other times, we like to pull you out too and call you out. It's not all about
the
place looking nice. It has to taste really good.
Speaking of food, I think I can count how many places I've been to in Canada that has good food. And there are very few.
The other
ones are very nice. And I'm surprised that people in Kano are not complaining about it. Because it's surprising. Like, for example, what do you call this thing again? Shawarma. I think someone was actually hyping the shawarma for me, and I went there. They said it was how much? I think it was about
3K or so, 3.5. They said it was premium, this, that. I'm like, okay, I'm up for the premium one because I don't want to taste the bad one.
You were not informed.
And I tasted it. It was still...
When speaking of shawarma, I will give you a suggestion.
Please do.
But you know, they will have to sponsor the podcast. So we'll do this off the microphone.
Okay, yeah, great.
Honestly, I feel like it's because kind of people don't really have good palates. I just want to say that. I feel like a lot of people that stay here actually don't have good palates. Like a lot of people just
so
eat
the sun
anything.
Has burnt it now, I'm saying.
I don't no. probably because to be honest, like majority of the food spots, their food tastes like trash, and you will still see people packed up to eat that food. It's like they're just eating it for survival. They're not actually eating the food to experience it, like Mega said. They're just going there to eat the food and just go home. So like their palates are not working for them. And for people like us that have like different palates coming from another state and then eating the food, you're like, what the hell?
It's one of those situations where you get used to something. You have it so much, it begins to taste well. Or because you haven't tasted something from outside a region, so it just seems like this may be the best.
Yeah.
That could be one of the problems. My life is like so routine. It's like the worst, technically. Because I don't go to more than three places, like for anything at all.
Yeah.
So, there's new restaurants coming up every day, but... You know what I'm
not
saying?
You
know,
go to the same
me, I go to my same always like here, and I'm going home.
But it's good for you, though. It's very good.
It's Cool FM Kano's 4Play Podcast.
Stay right here on the 4Play Podcast.
You actually spoke about something I was going to talk about. You know, so you have been to Lagos. I'm sure you're coming from Lagos, yeah?
No, I'm not.
But they have very nice shawarma where you're coming from.
Yeah, sure.
So you're used to that particular one. And the people here, because they're not exposed to that type of tasty and yummy shawarma, so they just take whatever they give them here. And it's like the good thing. So this is not a sub. It's not a sub.
I'm a Kano man.
You are the Kano. Your palate is dead, sir.
Careful. This is what they do. You people here. I go to the person, you.
Is Detox actually putting a fist?
But there's actually one place that I tasted their shawarma. Like you, I'm not going to mention their name.
How much does it cost? From there, I think I will have an idea. I've been around, that's why.
There's one for 1.8.
Shawarmite!
That's the middle one!
Okay, let's see. The other one is going for 2,000 naira. And it's just some walking distance away from the one of 1,008.
I've never bought shawarma for up to 2,000 naira.
You haven't bought shawarma for a while.
Yeah, it's been a second.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, the prices have, you know now.
Wow. 3,000 bucks?
It
has to come with what?
Some shawarma might be that expensive, but then the taste
did you have? Did you have extra on it? Maybe like sausages or something that made it that expensive? I'm just curious. Yeah.
They said it was... how did they call it? There was one fancy...
There was a name that it...
Yeah. I think there's one for 1.8. Okay, I went with a lady, so... All right, so here's the thing.
She had
the special one.
Ooh.
And I had the regular one.
Ooh.
And the regular one was
this is typical guys.
It was so bland.
You just feel like saying you deserve better.
I wanted to have an experience of what the regular one is.
It's like these guys who buy suya and be eating onion. Those are the guys.
This onion kind of like tastes better than the suya. You really, really taste it with your good palate.
All things forward, I had it. It wasn't nice.
Wow.
It was not nice.
I've actually not eaten a very nice
But speaking of what you said, Domeni said, I still think, okay, while I was in Enugu, I think I was at what age when I tasted the first shawarma ever? So my point is, people should improve. People should improve. I mean, we should taste. I'm here to say in Kano, and I want to taste wonderful shawarmas here.
Another thing is, these guys don't have competition. They don't have competition here in Kano. Maybe they do, but they don't realize that this thing is a business and you need to win the hearts of people. So if there is no competition, then we might not just be getting good shawarma.
Competition in Kano, that people come to businesses, they open their business at 12 at noon.
You see?
You will be stranded in the morning.
When I knew this game,
you will wait.
Look, this is a Cano man. What is he? Because we drag their food now. You're not telling us. What's that?
We're not going to feel sleep.
I don't know.
I should wake up at 6.
We might sleep at the last. They tell us what the sun in Kano. Yeah. What is the what?
Oh,
what
man, is
let's even look, talk about that one too.
Here's the thing. We enjoy waking up late.
Yeah.
No, nothing. I have a problem with waking up.
I don't have a problem with waking up late.
Mindset. Every society has its culture. This is our culture.
To be very honest, if you want to take something very early, you buy it
the
night
before.
To be very honest, I do not have a problem with people waking up at any time they want
to
wake up.
Welcome to our
town. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
I have a problem.
The thing is, I think one Igbo man, one place will have to wake up very early and then take those people's businesses.
Yes, tried it. It did not work.
Either way, well, I think
people coming to buy. I went to Farm Center one time around 11 o'clock to buy a laptop charger. Mm-hmm. I didn't see anybody, man.
Yeah.
I sat there for a bit, and when the guys came, they told me, listen, this is just a one-off. Even I who came today, it will take a long time before I... So everybody understands the culture, and we move with it. So
it's
next
crazy.
Time you want something, and it's not around that time, you just know that, nah, nobody's open.
And you know, honestly, there are also some people who actually come up really early.
Yeah.
So you, so you have just have to target them. But the regular guys, they don't need to feel the need to be up that early as possible.
They're
not
proud.
Chasing anything.
It's
not about pride.
Being proud.
It's just proud. It is their life. We have to understand that it's people's
lives. Blue magic is on our side.
Yes. No, but for real. Let's understand this thing.
The many are scarlet.
Yes. It is their life, and we need to respect the fact that they want to live there. I mean, how would, just like me, I want to wake up anytime I want to wake up, and you're trying to tell, I'm doing a business, yeah? If you feel uncomfortable about how I'm doing my business, I mean, there's a lot of competition out
it's
there.
It's the way you're saying it, like as if it's not people that will come and buy from you to make your business
don't
thrive.
You want
to
make money?
Listen, you're not making any sense.
Do you want my sweat? Do you want my blood? You want to cut off my blood?
What am
I
doing with your blood? And do I know? 8 a.m. is cutting your
because
blood.
Because I want to sell
you
something.
You cut off my blood for me to
let me sleep, John.
I'm sorry, but you guys are not idons.
You don't want to wake up early. He don't know they set alarm. He don't know need alarm. He don't go wake up when he don't want to wake up.
Now when he don't go broke.
There's actually an Igbo saying that says that anytime a man wakes up, it's his morning.
Yes.
There's actually an Igbo saying like that.
Say Igbo.
Say Igbo.
Don't mention.
Blue magic.
Yeah. Blue magic.
Blue magic.
Boom.
Please, I'm begging you. I'm imploring you. Wake up by 10 p.m. and stroll to the studio. Jeffy, that's your morning. Please wake
morning
up
now.
By 10 p.m. and stroll to the studio.
I will want to wake up by
24
10 p.m.
hours,
but
extra
I cannot.
Time.
You exactly.
24
it's
hours.
It's not because of that. I will try you, but I will fail.
With a sprinkle of shouts.
just sprinkle.
Yo, you guys, it's been a great time. Everyone has had something to say about how they've spent the last couple of weeks when we're not, recording for the podcast. So, but the next podcast, which is episode 2, we'll be talking about something that is probably familiar to you, I don't know. But besides that, until then, catch us on Cool FM Canada 96.9. Listen to the shows, the Good Morning Nigeria show, the Midday Oasis, the Road Show, the Night Cafe, and all the weekend shows. And yes, keep it locked. www.coolfm.ng/Kano. You can catch every other season and episode of the 4Play podcast on there. And for now, it is bye from me and the guys.
Peace.
We out.
The 4Play Podcast from your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM.